Hello, everyone. Welcome to a real quick solo episode of Fundamental Principle. I'm your host, Jerome. I'm here at this particular time to just do a brief eulogy and explanation of my relationship with Richard Nelson Williamson, the late great bishop of the United Kingdom and a traditionalist through and through, just from his Wikipedia page, because it's quite comprehensive here. The good bishop was born in 1940, March 8th, 1940, and died this past January 29th of 2025. Born in London, the good bishop was educated at the prestigious Winchester College, which is a what Americans would call a high school, but is a old school, private, what is called a public school in the United Kingdom, but is really a private school in the United States. It's been around since the 1300s. Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Beckington, you know, it's a established the school in 1382. So Bishop Williamson had gone to this prestigious high school, and from thence on to, of course, Cambridge, one of the great universities of the United Kingdom, also a traditional Catholic university. And then from there, he was converted by the Brampton. He saw the problems with liberalism. He's talked about this many times in his liaison notes and others. He saw the problems with liberalism as a young man in the 1970s. He'd been a teacher at the prestigious St. Paul's school for boys before he became a priest. And I'll get up to that later. After his education at the University of Cambridge, he was able to he came to the church in 1971 at the age of 31, started at Brompton Oratory, became a member of the Saint Society shortly thereafter, and was ordained to the priesthood in 1976, and from there was ordained to the priesthood. Pardon me. Ordained to the priesthood in 1976 and consecrated bishop in 1988. So he was a teacher his whole life, and that's what I wanted to talk about specifically, that the good bishop never, his degree at Cambridge was, I believe, in English literature. And if you'd ever watched his many, many podcast appearances or videos on YouTube or anything else, the bishop was always a teacher. He was always seeking to explain things. And he, I didn't know him personally. I never got the chance to interview him, unfortunately. I never had the chance to go to a mass celebrated by him, but I nevertheless feel like I'm one of his students. I discovered tradition shortly after Summorum Pontificum, so about 17 years ago now. I started attending the old mass first with the diocesan parish and then elsewhere, and it was things like what the bishop had to say that I found on YouTube after looking for tradition and finding much of I'd been politically aware of things starting in about 2007, reading Moldbug, but then started to get active about 2012, 2013, 2014, can't remember exactly. But the good bishop himself made not only himself very clear about where he'd come from and what he understood, but he always sought to teach others. And so he made a constant effort to appear where honest people would gather. So he would go to meetings of English nationalists and try to get them to come to the truth of the Catholic faith and try to see that, that all the problems we had as a modern society were rooted in our rejection of the Catholic faith and our embracing of liberalism, in our pride, and that the United States and France were liberal countries, and that's why we were, you know, sinking. The Britain had embraced liberalism. The good bishop constantly quoted Shakespeare and other great writers of all over the world, actually, but he had a particular love, I believe, for his own native English speakers or English writers. And he was constantly reaching out to young men, whether that was appearing on podcasts or giving interviews or seeking to write to young men in his monthly and weekly columns. I read Elysium Notes for many years, not as regularly as I should have, but, you know, once a month or so I'd check on it. And he was a teacher. That's the best thing I could say about him. When people would come to our Lord and say, Rabbi or teacher, what does this mean? You know, young men who were lost, who'd been lied to politically, religiously, socially, morally, all their lives. Here was this man, this bishop, who tried to teach them the truth as best he could his whole life. And he, unlike almost any other bishop today, if there's some other bishop who speaks Portuguese or Mandarin or Yakut, speaking the way the good bishop spoke, I've yet to hear of it. I'm unfortunately monolingual. But in terms of the English-speaking world, the bishop was the best bishop in the world until his death. There is no separating our political problems from our religious problems, because they share the same genesis. They share the genesis of rejection of God, the deification of man, and the embrace of moral and religious relativism by secular and political authorities, or secular authorities and religious ones. And the good bishop saw that that was the case, and that you couldn't untangle our political problems till you'd kind of straightened out the religious antecedents that caused the political problems. And he understood that a return to the traditional Catholic faith was the keystone to restoring sane politics and a sane social order. You know, the bishop didn't let feminism and the destruction of the family go. He talked about that. He didn't. He talked about the, of course, famously, he talked about the problems with Jewish power. He talked about the problems with the invasion of Europe and the displacement of, the great replacement theory and the displacement of indigenous white Christian peoples with foreigners. So there's not an issue that the good bishop didn't touch on, at least a little bit. But overwhelmingly, his preaching and teaching was that of a man who loved Our Lady, a man who loved our Lord, and sought to teach everyone he could about them, so that we, his students, could learn to know, love, and serve them better. And I'm very grateful for all of the work that he put out personally and in my heart. I know that after his judgment, Richard Nelson Williamson heard those glorious words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. His Excellency was a hero and an inspiration to millions. He will be sorely missed. I'm going to say an Ave here, because the bishop was such a devoted son of Our Lady, and we commend his soul to Almighty God and pray for his intercession that we ourselves might be worthy sons of his, to carry on his great good work of teaching the world about the truth of the Catholic faith. Ave Maria, grazia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. He was a man. We shall not see his like again. Richard Nelson Williamson, bishop and priest. Res quiescat in pace.